Missouri for more information.
At Advance Auto Parts, we believe the words fast and car belong together, like sling and shot. So when you need a part for your car, we get it for you fast, because that's just how we roll. We roll fast. Plus, now get up to $30 back by mail when you buy Wagner Thermo Quiet Brake Pads. Up to $30 back. Yeah, it's like a money slingshot. One more way. Service is our best part.
Advance Auto Parts.
See store for details.
Spend your tax refund on state minimum coverage from Safe Auto to keep you legal and protect you in case of an accident. Call 1-800-SAFE-AUTO. Drive safe. Spend less.
Tip the B Square.
It's the Friday edition of the Large Morning Show in the afternoon here on the Big 550 KTRS. I am Paul Harris. Ian and Dan are here. Joe just walked in the studio, too, for a segment that is brought to you by your Auric Home Centers, seven of them here in the St. Louis area, all locally owned and operated. You can also see their products online at auric.com. Also sitting in today on the show is a special guest commentator.
Really?
Mr. Frank Ladd.
Whoa.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, here to talk movies and what's happening in the clubs this weekend, it's Joe Hipperson.
Oh, yes. Yes, yes, yes.
Joe, how are you today?
I'm great, Paul Harris. How are you?
I'm doing very well. I had a double movie day yesterday, but they were screenings of movies that don't open until at least next week, so I can't talk about them.
Aren't you just so cool to drop that?
Yeah.
I mean, really, seriously, that's really, really awesome.
That's my review portion of today's movie segment. Hope you enjoyed that.
Wow. So you've got nothing else?
I actually have two DVDs to mention.
You want to do those now?
No. Let's get to your stuff first, because there's a huge blockbuster coming out this weekend.
Yes.
And we haven't really had a lot of success with positive reviews for blockbusters this year.
No, we really haven't. And usually we don't do this, but I'll go ahead and expose the very first question Paul asked me when I walked in the studio. Oh, Joe, what do you got today? G.I. Hipperson? Why would you say that? Why?
Because it's G.I. Joe.
I thought the Bruce Willis involvement.
I'm taking pun classes for Mr. Ladd here, and he's taught me a couple of things.
Really?
Yeah.
Did he give you that line?
Yeah, no.
When does your second lesson start?
Cause... I'm sorry. I didn't mean to smear you.
It really hurts.
I apologize. Yeah.
Don't throw me underneath that bus.
By the way, I'm sitting here on Friday afternoon for the king of the puns, who's here the other 4 days, Mr. Pinion. If he were here, everybody would have been proud of it and thought it was a great pun, but no.
Usually with Frank, it's always the journey to the pun that I find a little bit better.
Yeah, but the point is, for me, you don't mind blowing it up in my face that it was a stupid pun. If he were here, you would be, oh, that was the greatest thing I've... Gee, oh, I never said...
No. You think I would have... No, I would not.
No,
I would...
We've been telling him those.
We've been very honest. Yes. Yeah. The best is the delayed rim shot. That, I think, is... none of us have to say anything. The delayed rim shot says it all.
Yeah.
That's all that goes. Now, I get it. Now hey, Joe, you're going to review G.I.U.? Hey, that's genius. You know why? Because you have the same number of
genius.
Syllables.
Genius?
You have the same number of syllables, okay? And the same number of letters.
I still haven't heard the rim shot. That's how delayed the rim shot is here.
G.I.U.
Because Y-O-U, me, Joe, G.I.U. Oh,
hey.
Now you get it. Yeah.
Once again.
When you have to explain it.
When you throw it out there and you wait for it to explode, then it's...
Yeah, wait, do I hear the rim shot coming?
Sheep in the military.
Still don't
hear it. So, the first movie would, of course, be G.I. Joe, Retaliation. And, you know, when you make a sequel, for the mere purpose of letting people forget how bad the first movie was, you're automatically going to, you know, kind of smooth some things out. But it's even obvious when you see this movie, wow, they really realized that first movie was just an egg, because within the first couple of minutes, they kill everybody, basically, that had anything to do with the first film.
Oh, do they?
Well, yes. The whole idea is that this whole G.I. Joe unit, everything in this secret organization of, you know, government, military, awesome guys, gets totally wiped out, except for one guy who conveniently wasn't even in the first movie, because they need Dwayne Johnson to bring people into the movie
theater. Is it okay if I still call him The Rock?
Yeah.
He calls himself The Rock. So
he's back wrestling.
Yeah, he's wrestling too.
He's really smart about that. He knows when to get back in wrestling to generate some buzz for the movies and then get back out.
Yeah,
because
he knows.
The people's eyebrow and the people's elbow.
Well, right, but he also can read the numbers in the, you know, the decimal points on the check he's given.
Absolutely.
He says, hey, man, get back in the ring, sweat with some guys wearing spandex, and you're going to get a couple more $1 million, and more people go to see the movie, and you get more back-end money. It's all good.
You're tarnishing the image of professional wrestling by saying it that way.
The whole thing about Dwayne Dwayne The Rock Johnson, this back and forth thing. It reminds me of trying to stress out, like, okay, is it now John Mellencamp or John Cougar Mellencamp? And then it goes like back and forth. You know what I'm talking about?
Well, it hasn't been John Cougar Mellencamp for about 30 years.
He flipped it a bit, right?
I think he went back for a while, and then he dropped it, and then went back, and then dropped it again.
I always knew him as John The Rock Mellencamp.
Yeah.
There we go.
The boulder.
I'm waiting. All right.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Before you go on, I'm curious about this. You said this is the sequel. Has there only ever been one other G.I. Joe live action movie?
I think there was something in 1988 when I was prepping for the review and going into the film. I did have to revisit the first movie, Rise of Cobra. You know what I mean? I just the whole thing. It's terrible. So
didn't
revisiting
because it was so hard to spell on the marquee.
Where's this rim shot?
Jenkins, how do you spell Cobra?
So while revisiting and looking around and checking the queue of the Netflix and this and that, I did find something. Was it 1988? It could be.
That was
way
G.I.
off.
Jane with Demi Moore.
Yeah. No, that was not 1988. That was early 90s because she shaved her head. I'm trying to remember my chronological order here.
I'm going to say 92.
Because Demi Moore had two major moments in the early 90s. It was the strip, and then it was the shave.
Yes.
Okay? And I think she did the strip before the shave.
Which, by the way, guys who go to the East Side tell me often go together.
Right. Yes. No, she stripped and shaved. But now she shaved.
Not yet, it's not.
I know.
I personally, for the kids that are listening, I always shave before I strip.
Okay,
that
thank
way it's
you.
Better for everybody and it's better for me.
That was for the kids.
It's aerodynamically pleasing.
I'm going to get sick.
When it comes to the movie, the G.I. Joe new movie, what I think is brilliant, Paul, and I was totally thinking of you when I saw this, the White House gets taken over in this movie, which I thought was great because last week...
Didn't we just do that on Olympus Has Fallen?
And we have White House Down coming up very soon with Jamie Foxx. So that's a trifecta of this blockbuster season.
Hollywood really hates Obama.
I'm trying to think, and I think... Wait a minute. Okay, I was trying to think of how many of the presidents were white. So there's two white presidents, one black president. So I don't know if they're trying to send any messages. You know, Aaron Eckhart is like blonde hair, blue eyes and everything. And this one, we've got Jonathan Pryce as the...
British guy as the U.S. president?
Yeah, well, it's not the first time they've done stuff like that. But do you take Jonathan Pryce seriously anymore at all? Ever since he was the crying, bumbling dad in Pirates of the Caribbean? I mean, really, he was a bad guy in one of the worst Bond movies
ever.
Oh, that's
the only way I know him. I didn't see the Pirates of the Caribbean movie, but...
all credibility went away when he did the Bond
film. I agree.
It was just...
Terrible.
Bad.
That was the one where he was the media guy who was going to take over the world with
Tomorrow Never Dies.
Yeah.
I like the song, though. I like the song by Sheryl Crow, Tomorrow Never Dies.
Yeah,
that was a good Bond song.
Yeah.
Usually a really great Bond song doesn't follow up with a great movie.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's...
Except for Goldfinger.
I can't continue this broadcast without being honest. I do have on my iPod the Die Another Day Madonna song, and I like it. And I listen to it, and I really like it. It's sick. It's wrong. It really is wrong. It's like it's self-abuse, but I do. I see it through all the way.
Mm-hmm.
It's bizarre. And I do weird dance things where I pop and lock it in the car while I'm listening to that song.
Have we finished with G.I. Joe?
G.I. No. Joe Retaliation does feature Dwayne The Rock Johnson because everybody has figured out now, if you put The Rock in the movie, people do show up. Look at the Fast Furious 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, whatever that series is. Nothing's happening. They're basically straight to DVD. Throw The Rock in there, and then boom, everybody loves that series again. So The Rock is solid. Look at that. Get in. Okay.
Wait. Look, the rim shot. Hold on. Okay, I knew it was coming.
Mr. Ladd, where do I sign up for classes? I need to...
You can take dance class over at Broadcast Center.
The movie does feature... All right, that was an Arrested Development reference whoever gave that. Who was that? You know who did it. The Like a Rock thing. Who did it?
He was singing Bob Seger. What are you talking about?
No. Rock.
Okay, have you ever seen Arrested Development, the TV show?
Not enough to know the reference.
It was a brilliant reference. You should have taken credit for it. Now
I
you're
apologize.
A complete poser.
No, I'm not posing at all.
I thought it was fine just mentioning you in the background, Frank. Keep that up. It was good. I mean, you threw it right in there, and we just went on. Or we would have gone on if somebody hadn't brought the show to a complete stop.
It sounded just like Bob Seger.
Thank you.
I don't know if we can put the train back on the rails, but if we can, and I apologize because I'm the one who's conducting it.
Are we done with G.I. Joe?
If you look at the poster for this film and you really study it, you'll notice that Bruce Willis appears bigger than anybody else in the entire poster.
Uh-huh.
Oh, we get out of The Rock is like the tip of his head, okay? And you got Bruce Willis there with the shotgun, the shirt, the bulging muscles, all that stuff. Maybe 15 minutes of screen time total of Bruce Willis.
Yeah, but that's
movie.
A contractual thing. It's like Marlon Brando in the first Superman movie.
Right.
Made more than everybody else combined, and he's on screen for 6 minutes.
And he had the first name on the marquee.
Yes.
I mean, think about that. The first Superman movie, it was Marlon Brando, Gene Hackman, and Superman. Also starring Christopher Reeve.
Well, he was an unknown at the time.
But he was Superman.
But that's a contractual thing. That's why you have agents.
It's like Nicholson and Keaton. Nicholson got it before Keaton on the marquee for Batman. Rightfully so.
That's why on this show I mentioned Ian and Dan before I mentioned you. It's a contractual thing. Don't take it personally.
I'm not,
under contract.
They have better agents.
The Frank Ladd mentioned before me, that kind of stung. It did. It's okay. This movie is so just ridiculously over the top that it literally does make the first movie seem a bit better just because. it just a little bit. There's way too much CGI. There's way too much over-the-top special effects. There are three action sequences in this movie that even I felt like a little kid watching again. It was really, really neat stuff. One of them is the obvious one you've seen in the movie trailer already, where you've got all these good guys and bad guys hanging on this cliff, and they're going back and forth. They're basically doing the Episode 3 Revenge of the Sith lightsaber thing where they're swinging on cables and hitting each other, only they do it over and over again with swords, and it's wild. When people get hurt, they actually die. In the first G.I. Joe movie, it was a lot like most adaptations for kids. The bad guys get beat up, but you don't really see the bad guys die.
Mm-hmm.
You ever notice that in movies like that? You know, they'll beat the bad guys up, but if it's a PG-13 movie, the good guys never kill the bad guys. They just beat them up and leave them to be, you know, just bad guys that will never have a grudge and wake up and go after the hero at the very vital moment at the end of the movie. Never goes down.
Did you see it in 3D?
No.
Oh, okay, because that's what they say is the best part of that movie in 3D.
Oh, really?
Is that sword fight.
Well,
yeah,
I'll tell you,
sword fighting.
Even on regular standards, so if you don't want to pay an additional, what's the premium, like $95 now to take your family to a 3D
yeah,
movie?
Yeah.
If you don't want to pay that premium, it's still a good ride. And the Bruce Willis moments, I know you're just going to go ahead and throw it out that I would say it no matter what, even though I hated the fifth Die Hard movie, the Bruce Willis moments were my absolute favorite of the film.
Scale of 10?
I would give it a 6 out of 10, and if you want to know how I rate the first G.I. Joe movie, I give that a 3 out of 10. That was ridiculous, and Dennis Quaid should be beaten with a baseball bat for agreeing to be in that movie.
And and just for no reason at all, G.I. Jane on a scale of 10?
I think, okay, when it first came out, no interest. Once I figured out, wait a minute, that guy from Lord of the Rings? Man, that guy's been in he was in that? Now I say it's a 7 out of 10.
Wow.
Okay, when I first came out, I had no interest whatsoever, but Viggo Mortensen is one of those weird actors. You had no idea he was in all the movies he was in.
Mm-hmm.
Like when I was rewatching Crimson Tide, I freaked out. He was like the second star of the whole movie. But nobody knew who he was.
Mm-hmm.
It wasn't until Middle Earth. It's all good.
Okay.
Can I go on record as saying that The Hobbit makes me want to vomit? Can I just say that?
Yeah.
Revisiting it?
You can't
again?
Say that. Sorry.
Man, okay.
No. Next movie?
The Host. The Host is a movie. The Host is a movie that is based on a book written by Stephanie Meyer. Does anybody want to guess what series Stephanie Meyer is responsible for?
Twilight.
Yes. Nice. So we have yet.
Thank you. That's the delayed ding.
We have a brand new movie that is supposed to be extremely original from the mind of Stephanie Meyer, who reinvented the entire literary genre with her Twilight books. Because God only knows that nobody had ever written about a bratty teenager who does nothing but whine and complain, and then is played by an actress who looks like a fish that got caught and then released, but they ripped half the mouth open, so it never closed. She never closes her mouth. You ever notice that?
No, I haven't seen any of the movies.
Okay, good. Well, I applaud you for that. The Host looks like The Island. The Island starred Ewan McGregor. Do you remember that movie?
Was that a Peter Benchley book that got turned into a movie?
I believe.
Or was that The Deep?
I believe you're thinking of The Deep.
Okay.
I'm thinking of The Island, which is basically where people are clones.
Yes, a couple of years ago. Yeah, okay.
Everybody's wearing white in that movie. They're all wearing white.
Yeah.
The look and visual style of The Host is almost identical to The Island, which has got a little bit going for it. Very slick, very neat. The main concept is Invasion of the Body Snatchers. Near future, aliens come down, and they're able to take over our bodies, and we are nothing but the hosts for these aliens, and you can tell that an alien's inside of you, because it looks like you get these really cool contacts on with these blue circles, and it's really freaky, and it really works for about 30 minutes, because it's like a really radical version of Invasion of the Body Snatchers. For the record, I did like the most recent ripoff, which was just called The Invasion with Nicole Kidman and Daniel Craig.
Mm-hmm.
That was really good. That little built-up suspense they just keep milking is all over the first 30 minutes of The Host. And then something happens. Our main heroine, our main good girl, the one that we're rooting for, the teenage chick who has issues, Stephanie Meyer, just putting out there that she really loves to just be a one-trick pony. She falls off a building. But the aliens grab her, and they decide, wait a minute, there's something about this girl. I know, we're going to make her the ultimate host, because there's a resistance of humans that are trying to battle our invasion of Earth, because 90% of the population is already taken over by us. What's the point, though? They take over our bodies, and they just walk around wearing nothing but white suits. That's all they do. Mm-hmm. There's no grand, giant plan.
By the way, good disguise.
So what happens?
You want to blend in with people, go yeah. right to the white suit.
Yeah. Hey, Paul, who do you certainly think has been, who's been taking over? Day. I don't know. Those guys are wearing white, and they got the weird blue rings on their eyes. So, we have this woman now who is...
Because in Invasion of the Body Snatchers, you couldn't tell who had been a pod person and who was right. a regular person, because everybody looked like they had looked before.
Hence the whole point, you know, they snatch your body.
But in this one, if you're going to go with the Steve Martin wild and crazy suit, somebody's going to notice that in the street.
Yeah. Exactly. It's the old cliche of all the movies in the future. Whenever the aliens come to visit, they all have the same exact outfit.
Yeah,
they all
tunic.
Wear the same thing.
Yeah.
And it zips. It's really bizarre. So, what happens with this girl now is they decide to put her into... They take an alien named the Wanderer, and the Wanderer becomes part of her. She is now one with the Wanderer. She's now been invaded. Her body has been snatched.
Does she call herself the Wanderer?
Yes, and she calls herself her real name. So she looks like a schizophrenic, driving, trying her very best to go and invade the rebellion of human beings while battling herself in the car, jerking her arms back and forth, just driving like a crazy person. And then eventually she causes her own car accident right at the very convenient time that she happens to just find her family that's been running around just trying to, you know, make... It turns into Mad Max. It turns into Mad Max Beyond Thunderdome.
This
it totally
horrible.
Does.
Horrible. This
yeah,
sounds incredibly terrible.
I hated Mad Max.
Me too.
So what goes down is very simple. She decides to make a compromise and a pact with the alien known as the Wanderer, who is inside of her. So if you want to see a movie where a girl's talking to herself back and forth, and she, of course,
I hate people talking to themselves at the movies. It's so distracting.
Yes. Yeah, it is. She has an ex-lover somewhere in Thunderdome that she meets, and... She then, it's a bizarre.
All right, how do you keep up with these movies? Do you sit there and take notes as the movie's going on?
No, I just really like to keep things in.
He's got he's got the incredible mental capacity to absorb it and then spit it right back out. I like that.
Oh,
makes him good at his job.
What will really, really bite is that I'm pretty sure the host has a good chance of beating G.I. Joe this weekend. And
what?
The reason why is because the girls. Think about it. You're a guy, and you're a teenager. You're not 21 yet. You got a girlfriend. Do you really think you could take her to go see G.I. Joe? Or is she going to want to see the movie from the person that made the Twilight movies?
They're both playing in the same theater. One goes to one movie, the other one goes to the other movie, and you have sex later. Come on.
Yeah. That should be the concrete foundation of every relationship. Because at least then you
That's the entire reason we have multiplexes.
That's why
if we didn't have that concept, every movie theater would be alone, one screen. That would be it.
You should do relationship counseling, man. When people start getting together, instead of going to see priests before they get married, they should go see movies with you. That's right.
movies with Paul.
No, not with me. You go in that theater, I'll go in this theater.
Then later on, we'll do it.
We'll talk later.
Yeah.
What are these movies rated?
PG-13 for both.
Okay.
The host has a decent running time. The pace, again, for the first 30 minutes, this thing is wild. But then once there's a big car crash in the desert, you're kind of left in the desert. You're stranded with a story that doesn't know what to do except be a complete cliche. The special effects are decent. But nowadays, like that movie with Tom Cruise called Oblivion, okay?
Mm-hmm.
When we cover that, I can't wait to discuss. Yeah, special effects look great. But nowadays, if they don't, then there's a real problem. I mean, we live in this world now, so yeah. Ooh, great special effects. There's nothing new in The Host. It's Invasion of the Body Snatchers from a teenage schizophrenic point of view, basically.
Scale of 10?
I would give The Host a 4, only because, yes, there are... All right, Diane Kruger is in it. Remember Diane Kruger?
No.
Anyone? Frank Ladd?
Mm.
Come on.
Is this Freddy's sister?
Yes, that's exactly who it is, Freddy's sister. Tell you what, you Google Diane Kruger...
Well, don't leave us hanging.
I'm saying, Diane
Kruger.
Hot.
She's
super,
hot.
Super hot.
Okay.
But it's PG-13, so.
But
how hot could she be?
I'll tell you how hot she could be. You know how hot she can be? Take it from a little kid who used to watch V. Yes, I'm rhyming. I'm totally freestyling here. Who remembers the show V in the 1980s?
Sure, I do.
Remember?
The miniseries.
Not the remake
aliens.
With Monica Baccano.
No, God, no. But you remember?
God, no.
Remember the bad girl in V?
Yes.
Oh, Yes. As a kid,
yeah.
I wanted her to walk in my room and eat my brains.
Okay.
I just didn't care. I mean, what
your
was
brains?
I don't know. Whatever.
What do you call it?
I wouldn't even care if half her face was ripped off and the lizard face was there. I could just cover one eye and stare. That main bad girl in V was just smoking
okay.
hot and
right.
evil. Evil. Okay. I don't know, man. Something about the evil, super hot. This chick, Diane Kruger, yes, she is in this movie. Yes, she's super hot, and she's the bad girl. So there's a little something for the guys to watch. That's the only reason it gets a 4. Otherwise, it would be a 3. All right, I'm giving an extra point for Diane Kruger. And
Ian, find out what that woman's name was. Before you get to the clubs
that's
here.
That's right, 2 DVDs.
Well, I looked over on your piece of paper, and I saw the name Eric Idle. I don't normally look at what you have there, but I saw the name Eric Idle.
As an anecdote, he turned 70 today.
Oh, okay.
Did you know that?
No, I didn't.
I just didn't know if it would come up in conversation. I like to be a little bit researched.
Okay, I will say this. If they bring Spamalot back to the Fox, go see it.
All right.
It's like Book of Mormon funny. I think those are probably the two funniest musicals that have come out in the last 10 years.
Right before you mentioned the 2 DVDs you hinted at earlier, I will say that a movie that most people would say is so dumb and they're just not going to give it a chance, and it isn't the greatest ever, but it does star Eric Idle, Rick Moranis, and John Cleese, and it's called Splitting Heirs, and it's all about a con involving the royal family. Heirs being, you know, like heir to the throne.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
I don't know how the heck you'll find it, but it's a movie I remember, and I still think it is funny to this day. John Cleese is a hitman and assassin, and you got Rick Moranis, and you've got Eric Idle switching roles to be basically the heir to the throne of England. So it is a very weird and out there movie. Eric Idle turned 70 today. I'm throwing that out as a recommendation.
One of the funniest guys in the world, Eric
Idle. A Fish Called Wanda, too. Wasn't he in that?
Yeah.
No. Eric Idle was not in A Fish Called Wanda.
Wasn't he?
Nope, that was John Cleese.
That was John Cleese.
Michael Palin.
Oh, Michael Palin.
Yeah.
Okay.
And, yeah, that was, yeah, but Jimmy Lee
Curtis.
Kevin Kline.
Kevin Kline, yeah.
Come on, that's kind of funny, Frank Ladd. Jimmy Lee Curt. You know, guy's last name. I don't get anything. Fine. Great.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you know, Jamie Lee Curt.
Wait a minute. Here comes the rim shot.
No.
Apparently not.
No.
And now I have 3 DVDs.
Oh, that's great.
Because in the last week, I've watched 3 movies, and I couldn't remember the third one, so I'll tell you right now. Number 1, End of Watch, the movie about 2 cops. One of them is Joseph Gordon-Levitt. The other guy's a guy you've
Michael
never heard
Pena.
Of. Okay. They are cops in South Central. It's a tough cop movie. Horrible, horrible place to be a cop. And I think that they both do a very good job. The turning point in the movie that comes about 3/4 of the way through, if you've ever seen a buddy picture in your life, you will know what's going to happen, particularly when you learn that one of them has a little kid or is about to have a little kid or has a girlfriend or wife who's pregnant and et cetera, et cetera, et cetera.
Think Lethal Weapon 1.
Anybody who knows that knows exactly what's going to happen eventually. But I would say End of Watch, pretty good movie. I would recommend it if you don't mind violence and you want to see a decent cop movie.
Very gritty with a cool sense of realism.
I think so, yeah.
I keep trying to say new things because you said I should have my quotes on posters. I'm still trying.
That's good.
Okay.
They shoot it handheld as if it's as if Joseph Gordon-Levitt's character is shooting it with his camcorder as he's going through the day. And
are you sure you got the right guy? I thought it was Gyllenhaal.
You're right. It's Jake Gyllenhaal. Holy cow, you're right.
I just didn't want to confuse
I'm terribly
anybody.
Sorry. Thank you for correcting me. No, you're right. It's Jake Gyllenhaal.
I don't want people to go to the Red Box to get Premium Rush and be like, what?
No, you're absolutely right. Premium Rush, I hated.
Yeah, I know.
Second movie, Wreck-It Ralph. Now, this is a movie that I got from Netflix to watch with my daughter when she was home on spring break, because even though she's 18 years old, I thought we could still watch animated movies together, even if it's not Pixar. We can watch this together. Well, she was so busy seeing her friends from high school when she came back that we never got to watch that together. So after she went back, I sat down and I watched Wreck-It Ralph.
By yourself?
Yeah, by myself. And not so much with the Wreck-It Ralph for a 54-year-old man. I'm just telling you right now.
Let me tell you,
it
works very well with a 3-year-old girl.
I'm sure it does.
Absolutely loved it. And people my age, no offense, I'm in a different
demographic,
bracket.
You could say.
Yeah, absolutely. And we enjoyed it. We sat around and watched it with the 3-year-old and laughed at it.
Do you think you would have enjoyed it if you weren't there with a 3-year-old girl?
Yes, because it was a whole bunch of animated characters that fit with what I grew up watching and seeing on video
games. I had the same thing.
So that made sense.
Yeah, I mean, the Q-Bert jokes are funny and the Pac-Man stuff. And I will say this. It's clever. It's original. The basic concept is, you know, in Toy Story, the toys come alive when humans aren't around. In this, it's arcade game characters who come alive when the arcade closes for the day.
They live in their own little world.
Right.
Yeah, the stuff behind the screen.
And they interact with each other. And there's some cleverness to it, and I thought John C. Reilly was fine as Ralph, and Sarah Silverman as whatever the girl's name is, the little girl, cute girl, whatever her name is. She's very good in this, and the other voice actors do a good job, too. But after about a half hour, once they're in the sugary land, whatever that was called, Candyland, I don't know what it's called.
Right. That was actually a board game.
The car race.
I just had it. Done with that. Did you see it?
Yes. Again? Yeah, no, we liked it. Yeah.
You did?
Well, okay, Frank, I mentioned his generation. I can't tell from the Perfect Storm beard that you have going on. What generation
perfect
would you call?
Perfect Storm.
Whereabouts are we at?
37.
What's that?
37.
All right, 37. I'm 34. 7-year-old and 13-year-old boy. You mentioned 3-year-old girl.
Mm-hmm.
7, 13-year-old boy, my sons. Love Wreck-It Ralph.
Yeah.
Right.
And I mean, because they loved it.
She asks for it. Wreck-It Ralph.
Because they loved it, I was more into it.
Certainly.
And I really felt like an old man because I'm thinking to myself, hey, this movie's really saying something about violent games. What the heck am I doing to let my kids play violent games? Tell me you didn't think that, man. I thought that.
You got into that portion
with the Jane Lynch part.
The Jane Lynch, yeah.
I'm thinking to myself, you know what? My kids, I know they're thinking of Call of Duty. I know it. That stupid Halo stuff. And I'm allowing this stuff to exist. I felt like a bad dad when I watched that movie, for the most part.
Third DVD I have for you this week, The Master, with Joaquin Phoenix
and Philip Seymour Hoffman
and Amy Adams. One of the most boring movies I've ever seen in my life.
I was hoping you would say that or overrated.
Even with Amy Adams in it, who I think is fantastic.
I love Amy Adams.
I think she's terrific, too.
Yeah.
But
not a good choice on this
one. But I'd much rather see her in...
anything.
What's the Ben Affleck movie with the sisters?
The Ben Affleck movie with the sisters?
Maybe it's not Ben Affleck. No, the Marky Mark movie. The wrestler.
Fighter.
The wrestler.
Yeah, yeah.
Where
the
she
fighter.
Played... Oh, yeah.
The fighter.
The fighter, not the wrestler. Sorry, I apologize.
Probably said that 3 times.
Isn't Joseph Gordon-Levitt in that?
No, I think so.
No. He's not.
He plays Ben Affleck.
No, but Amy Adams was great in that movie.
Amy Adams is great in everything she's in. I mean, we're talking about Amy Adams from The Muppets, right? We're talking Amy Adams from Enchanted. What was it, that Enchanted movie?
Enchanted.
Yeah. I loved that movie.
I did, too.
I feel like a real, you know...
And she was okay in this, and I really like Philip Seymour Hoffman. I've seen him do pretty much everything he's ever done, all the way back to a cameo appearance in a movie called Hard Eight that Philip Thomas Anderson did. Paul Thomas Anderson, like 20 years ago, with Philip Baker Hall as a star.
And
no one's seen that movie, but I remember Philip Seymour Hoffman was good in that. I admire this guy. He's one of the most talented actors we have today. But this movie, which is supposedly about
Scientology,
but not really.
It's a metaphoric look.
Yeah. It's just
long,
incredibly boring.
Long and boring.
I don't know how long it is, because for me, the movie was 40 minutes. That was my threshold. Really?
You know what? I love Send of a Woman. Everybody knows the movie. You always forget that Philip Seymour Hoffman was that bratty kid.
Yes.
And you forget that. And a movie that I'm pretty sure nobody has seen in this studio, and no disrespect when I say it that way, but a great Philip Seymour Hoffman movie that's also a really good ensemble cast movie is called Pirate Radio.
Yes, I have seen
that.
Oh,
I know that movie sucks.
Now, wait a minute, Paul.
That movie blows.
When you work in radio, you know how difficult it is to watch a movie and appreciate the way they do the radio stuff? I thought it was a fun movie.
That movie is supposedly about these guys who, in the 60s...
We're sticking it to the BBC.
They got a boat offshore, went into international waters, put up a mast that was an antenna, and started playing rock and roll, and were incredibly popular, and they actually called themselves Pirate Radio on the air. And it's a fantastic story, in real life, not in the movie.
The ending is terrible.
In real life, it's an incredible story about some actually brave, funny, talented radio broadcasters who were not just breaking the rules, but actually making new rules for the way the medium would be in Europe from that point on, trying to take what America was doing with rock and roll in the late 60s and early 70s and turn it into something new for Europe, which had never had anything like that, because all they had was the stuffy old BBC. Those people have a great story. This movie takes that story and turns it into a guy who wants to get laid. That's that. That's what Pirate Radio is.
You know,
they blew it.
I like the journey of Philip Seymour Hoffman's character when he's bounced basically from his really cool gig, because the really, you know, smooth British guy gets, you know, look, I'll put it like this. Pirate Radio, to me, is like the movie That Thing You Do.
No!
Yes, it is. Because if you look at the 1960s, and if you know a lot about the fab movements and, you know, the British invasion, and you really look at that kind of stuff,
yes,
I think That Thing You Do is kind of like a sugar-coated happy version where there's not much reality in it.
Oh,
it's like
no,
watching Pearl Harbor with Ben Affleck.
No.
I'm serious.
No.
I thought Pirate Radio was a fun flick, man.
That Thing You Do is a great look at the way it was for those one-hit wonder bands all across America that thought that they would hit it big, and then they disappeared after one song. Question Mark and the Mysterians. Those kind of bands. They did 96 tears and then nothing else. Ian, when he plays intro music here for all the segments on the show, has 100,000 of these songs that he's played through the years, where it's one. So you played the Daz Band earlier.
Yes.
They had one song. That was it. That's what That Thing You Do is. Tom Hanks, I thought, wrote, directed, and composed a brilliant movie there. And to have it compared to a piece of dreck like Pirate Radio is an insult.
I'm insulted you used the word dreck in a sentence towards me. And also, I am convinced now, I think I figured out, you have never said anything bad or ill about anything Tom Hanks has done.
Incorrect.
I've never heard you do it.
Well, that's because we haven't reviewed that movie where he put on the really, really bad Southern accent.
The really... Do not say The Lady Killers is a bad movie. See, that's where we... That's, that, we have a dividing line now. I love The Lady Killers. Well, absolutely love it.
Okay.
You don't like it at all.
Okay.
I
also didn't like The Da Vinci Code. So there
well,
you go.
Who would? Who would like The
well,
Da Vinci Code?
I'm just saying there are some Tom Hanks movies I have not enjoyed.
I wish I had his hair in the first Da Vinci Code movie. I loved his
I
hair.
Wish I had hair.
Yeah. Okay.
Are we done with G.I. Joe yet?
Yeah. I just want to...
Oh, wait. Listen. From your first joke today, I think it's coming. There it is!
Hey,
we've
all
been
right.
talking for 28 minutes, and we finally got to the delayed rim shot.
That was G.I.U.
That's right.
Awesome. I understand. I got it.
Now, what's happening in the clubs this weekend, Joe?
You know, one day you and I are going to have a real lengthy conversation. We'll make it very entertaining
this
for those listening.
This half-hour thing doesn't count?
No!
This is, by the way, a 10-minute segment when Frank is here.
Yeah.
But with me, because I watch a lot more movies, we get into this.
It's my fault. I've come in here and hijacked it.
I'm not blaming you at all. I'm the one who blew Joseph Gordon-Levitt and Jake Gyllenhaal's names.
All right, I'll go ahead and say, hey, to all you guys out there on Facebook that keep posting on my walls saying that you absolutely love the Friday segment, me and Paul really work, I want that all over the place right now so you realize that this is gold. This is gold, man.
Have I ever said it wasn't?
Gold.
What did I say sucked today? Did I say this segment sucked, or did I say the movie that you named sucked?
I think you said I was nothing but a pile of dreck.
No.
Not movie. You. The movie was a pile of dreck.
I said the movie was
specific
dreck.
Here.
Okay, now it's getting weird. Now, you know what we need to do?
I said Pirate Radio sucked.
That's it. No, you and I need to go to the movies, and I'll go to one, you go to the other, and then later we can hug. It's
well, I think maybe next week we will have both seen one of the movies that's coming out next weekend, and we can talk about it then.
So if you want to see a concert this weekend, we can start tonight, Friday night. That's right. Piper Jimmy Morrison will be playing the Focal Point. David D. and the Hot Tracks over at Hammerstone's. The Main Squeeze at Broadway Oyster Bar. Candy Hearts on stage at the Demo. The Night Grinder over at the Heavy Anchor. On Sacred Ground playing at Lemons. The Bible Belt Sinners will be at the Way Out Club. Avenue of Saints over at Cicero's. Acoustic Asylum is playing at Fast Eddie's. Mother Meat and Daisy Cutter are playing over at Fubar. The Chill Dogs, spelled D-A-W-G-S.
Of course.
Dogs. Yes, the Chill Dogs are at Off-Broadway.
That Randy Jackson's band?
I believe so.
What up, dog?
Let's see. Fister. That sounds like fun. We'll be playing at the Firebird with the Fister CD release party.
One word, not two.
F-I-S-T-E-R. Of course it is. Let's see. Oh, look, Afro Man. Yes, Afro Man is back and playing 2720 Cherokee tonight. The Glass Calvary is over at Plush. Bach to the Future is playing at the Sheldon, B-A-C-H, same.
Sebastian Bach?
There you go. See, get a
Skid Row?
No. Bach isn't like Bach. Like Bach, man.
Bach.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right, Saturday night, the Vanilla Beans are playing at the Livery Company, Night Owl at the Demo, DJ Uptown is at the Atomic Cowboy, Houses of the Holy, pretty decent Led Zeppelin tribute band playing at the Wildy Theater, DJ Deception at the Ameristar, Mark and the Get Set Goes are playing over the Heavy Anchor. The Pretentious Bastards on stage at Lemons Saturday night.
I worked for them once.
Tear Out.
I can't say their call letters. It's a contractual thing.
I think we all have at some point.
At Pops on Saturday, Tear Out the Heart will be on stage. Susie Q over at Plush. Soul Kiss back. And local guys, man. Soul Kiss back after a long time doing a CD release party at the Old Rock House. Hail the Sun at the Firebird. Silverback Sasquatch and Shock the Junkie will be playing.
Those are the best band names I've ever
playing
heard.
At Foo Bar.
What are they again?
Silverback
Sasquatch.
Silverback Sasquatch and Shock the Junkie.
Well, you know what? Whoever those guys are, I take off my hat. I was going to say my hat, but I take off my headphones to you. There we go.
Nice.
There, they're on the counter.
Shock the Junkie. Silverback Sasquatch. The hip necks. I'll take off. Yeah, you know what? I'll unzip for the hip necks. That's good stuff. The gramophone.
Wow, what? That was uncalled.
The hip necks.
I'm wearing a jacket. Okay, yeah, the hip neck. And they spell H-I-P-P. All right?
It's
good. Blind World Industry playing at Cicero's on Saturday. The Conformists are at the Schlafly Tap Room. And at the Way Out Club on Saturday, Killer Whale will be on stage. And last but not least, I have in my possession four concerts that are real and one that is fake. I'm going to throw them out to you, and we're going to see who can get the Frank Ladd playing this
game. If he wants to.
Yeah.
You in, Frank?
I'm in.
Have you heard this game before?
I've heard this game
$100
before.
$100 a piece. You in?
I enjoy this game.
Nice. All right, let's see how good you do.
That sounded like I'm in for the
$100. No, I did not say that. I said I enjoy
I like this game.
All right. Big Brother Thunder and the Master Blasters, Friday at BB's Jazz Blues and Soups. Educated Imbeciles, Friday at Lemons. Inanimate Carbon Rod, Saturday at Firebird. Acoustics Anonymous, Friday at the Gramophone. And Jesus Chrysler, Saturday at Lemons.
Oh, man. I thought I had it as a lock until you threw that one in. Now,
no, I did too.
Now I think it's down between two of them, but I'm still going to go with Inanimate Carbon Rod. And we're going to let our guest, Frank Ladd, go next.
The one that jumped out to me was Educated Imbeciles.
That's good.
Oh, that was going to be mine.
All right, Dan, what do you want instead?
I'm going to go with Jesus.
Jesus Chrysler?
That was Jesus Chrysler.
Yeah, okay. I'm going the same one.
You guys are
going to double up?
You think that's the way he would go on Good Friday?
Yeah.
You really think that's what I would do?
Yeah.
All right. Well, Jesus Chrysler is a real band and blasphemous, and Saturday they'll be playing at Lemons. The Educated Imbeciles are smart. They've got a great band name. They're playing Friday at Lemons. And the fake band name would be referenced from one of my favorite Simpsons episodes ever, Inanimate Carbon Rod.
Thank you very much.
In Rod We Trust. It is the Hail Ants episode of The Simpsons. Anybody can take the fake band names I create as long as you give me a little bit of praise in the liner notes of your first CD. That will do it for me. Talk to you later. This is Joe Hipperson from the Big 550 KTRS. Happy Easter, hip on entertainment.
Joe's brought to you by 7 locally owned and operated Oreck Home Centers. See all their products on their website at oreck.com. This is the Big 550 KTRS.
All right, we're going to see what's going on this Good Friday on the highways. Here's Frank Ladd.
It's volume this afternoon, Dan. 64 westbound between Hampton and McCausland, then Ian Spady out to Maryville Center, and pockets from Long Road out to the Boone Bridge. 70 westbound, the normal slowdown, 270 out to the Blanchette Bridge. 270 eastbound, could see some volume between Lindbergh and 170 up to about New Forest at that area there. Southbound on 270, heavy stretch from Manchester down through Doherty Ferry. This update brought to you by Play It Forward with the Missouri Lottery. Win a brand new Harley-Davidson motorcycle instantly or online with the Harley-Davidson Scratchers game from the Missouri Lottery. You could also win up to $75,000 on each ticket, so play it forward with the Missouri Lottery. From the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Center, Frank Ladd, the Big 550, KTRS.
If you're talking about it, we're talking about it. This is the Big 550 KTRS. Live and local. Depend on it.
Want to look years younger, even when you're completely naked from the neck up? As in, not wearing makeup. No mascara, no lipstick. We're now letting women try a BB cream breakthrough that doesn't only give you a flawlessly gorgeous complexion, it actually fights your wrinkles long term, so you look years younger even when you're completely naked from the neck up. And during our Neck Up Naked event, we're letting as many women as possible try it. To be one of them, call 1-800-700-3252. Immediately, while supplies last.
He said, see, you're beautiful without any makeup on. And I was just kind of... okay, you know, like, I'm not going to say anything because he's telling me that I'm beautiful with no makeup, but it was like my little secret.
We're letting as many women as possible try Hydroxytone Anti-Aging BB Cream while supplies last, so you can look years younger even when you're neck up naked. If you're one of the first callers right now, call immediately. 1-800-700-3252. 1-800-700-3252. 1-800-700-3252.
pre-owned motorhomes in Missouri. We are located at I-70 at Bryan Road, exit 216 in O'Fallon, Missouri. 314-743-3939. We carry new and pre-owned brands like Newmar, Fleetwood, Thor, Forest River, Winnebago, Coachman, and Tiffin. We will take the time necessary to make sure you find the right motorhome to fit your needs at the right price. Financing available with the lowest rate in years. We also buy motorhomes. Our service department works on all makes and models, minor, major repairs, too. Call for an appointment, 314-743-3939. We operate our business with integrity, honesty, and treat all customers with respect. We look forward to earning your business and helping you find the motorhome of your dreams. Give us a call, 314-743-3939 or stlrv.net.
Come visit the historic Farmers Inn Restaurant and Bar in Millstadt, Illinois. We have been a staple in the community for over 100 years and provide a place for families and friends to enjoy good food and great drinks. Check out our restaurant and bar menu, and don't forget about our specials, including all-you-can-eat crab legs on Thursdays and our famous fried chicken Sundays. We are located on Highway 158 in between downtown Columbia and downtown Millstadt, Illinois, just 20 minutes away from downtown St. Louis. Call 618-476-6363 or visit us at farmersinmillstadt.com and join our email list to get a half-price appetizer plus other updates, specials, and discounts. Stop on by and become a part of the long and rich history and tradition of Farmers Inn Restaurant and Bar.
Whoever came up with the saying, put your money where your mouth is, must have had some dental work done. Just a filling can cost over $100, and other procedures like crowns and root canals can cost you hundreds more. Without dental insurance, you could be putting a lot of money where your mouth is. Fortunately, you can get dental insurance for less than a dollar a day. This isn't a discount plan. This is real dental insurance that can cover over 300 procedures, everything from cleanings and fillings to crowns and dentures. To have a free information kit mailed directly to you, call Physicians Mutual Insurance Company, 1-800-300-0855. Your acceptance is guaranteed for one of these insurance policies, even if you're retired or on Medicare. You can see any dentist you choose and never pay a deductible. Get coverage for less than a dollar a day and put less money where your mouth is. For your free information kit with all the details, call 1-800-300-0855. 1-800-300-0855.
Hi, this is Jeff Lapidus, the retirement coach. If you want to make smart choices about your retirement planning, listen to my show, Straight Talk on Retirement, this Saturday at 10 a.m. here on the Big 550 KTRS.
Hi there, it's Frank Opinion. Well, last Sunday, the snow just messed up a lot of things for a lot of people, slowed down a lot of business. Johnny Landoff Chevrolet, I've always said I don't know exactly who it is that has to go out there and knock all that snow off all those cars, but I kind of feel sorry for that person when something happens like happens last Sunday. And then, of course, you know, Monday was a little bit of a slow day, but they just kind of knocked that slush aside and full steam ahead and go on with business and are determined every month to make it bigger and better than the month before. Even if you do get knocked out a day or two because of weather like that, won't stop them. They're still going to make deals, work even harder if they have to, and they want to make a deal with you. They want your trade-in. They need your trade-in. And no car dealer wants to have a bunch of inventory sitting on the lot. They need to move that and bring new stuff in. That's where you come in. If you're in the market for a car, pre-owned or brand new Chevy, please do us a favor. You're AM and the PM. So are the folks at Johnny Landoff. It's a match made in heaven. Johnny Landoff Chevrolet. I truly do believe that what will cause a person to go back again and do business somewhere, as opposed to never going back, is the experience. Of course, they're competitive with their inventory and their pricing. It's the experience. Johnny Landoff Chevrolet, Washington Elizabeth exit off Interstate 270, Landoff.com.
Live from downtown St. Louis, it's the Bill Cleveland segment, starring Bill Cleveland along with Bruce Slimprist and the All-Boy Orchestra, brought to you by Laclede Cab, your AM and the PM cab company, 314-652-3456. And now, here's Bill Cleveland.
Hello, Bill.
Hi, everybody. Happy Good Friday. How you doing?
Just fine, thank you. And you?
Doing great. Doing great. Hey, yeah, happy Good Friday indeed.
Did you know that there's a basketball court above the Supreme Court? that's called, I'm not making this up, the highest court in the land.
That's a great idea.
I'm not kidding. That's true. Clarence Thomas tore his Achilles in a game in that court in 1993.
Wow.
That's where the justices go to play basketball in the highest court in the land.
Now, see, some good trivia would be who put that in there. Because, you know, like the presidents can add things to the White House with pool, bowling alley, whatever.
Yeah, now that...
I'd like to know whose decision it was to put the basketball...
Well, I would then recommend listening to Bill Cleveland's Trivia Night, 9 to midnight, Saturday nights here on the Big 550 KTRS, and I will guarantee you, that tomorrow night's show will include the answer to that question.
Whoa.
You bet it will. Well, it's happy Friday, a great day to be alive, unless, of course, you had Gonzaga and Indiana making the finals in your bracket.
Right.
And you're having a horrible day. And some disappointing news for youngsters. Hate to disappoint you here. The Easter Bunny is going to be delayed this year.
No. Huh?
Word is he's stuck on a Carnival cruise ship.
Oh. Don't eat the chocolate eggs.
Yeah. And American Airlines and U.S. Airways are merging. Experts say the combination of resources will create something that loses more money and more luggage than any entity in history.
Yeah.
That's to look forward to. And archaeologists claim they've discovered proof of inbreeding in early man. I don't know. We've always had proof of this. All you have to do is look at the end zone seats in any NFL game.
Oh, wow.
Wow. I might have gone the Honey Boo Boo route on that one.
No one is off limits here. And finally, this afternoon. You've probably seen this on the news. New York City Mayor Michael Bloomberg wants to hide tobacco products where kids won't find them. Yeah. Here's an idea. Put them in their textbooks. They'll never find them. The Bill Cleveland segment brought to you this afternoon by Laclede Cab, the official AM and the PM cab company. Have a great Easter holiday, everybody. From downtown St. Louis, I'm Bill Cleveland on the Big 550 KTRS.
Thank you, Bill.
Okay.
And we're going to check the highways again with Frank Ladd.
Working with a new stall, Dan, 64 eastbound at Mason. That one's on the right shoulder. Stall as well, northbound 55, just past Butler Hill on the right shoulder as well. And reported a stall on the Poplar Street Bridge, westbound 5570, blocking the right lane. Could see some backup towards Route 3, but they'll probably get that one out of the way pretty quickly. 64 westbound, thinner now between Hampton and McCausland. Still heavy between Ballas and Mason and between the Boone's Crossing exit and the Boone Bridge. 70 westbound, still slow between 270 and the Blanchette Bridge. Southbound 270, the normal slow go between Clayton and Doherty Ferry. This update brought to you by the St. Louis Bread Company. Try one of three new pastas at the Bread Company, like Tortellini Alfredo, specially crafted to cradle every drop of the creamy sauce. St. Louis Bread Company. Live consciously, eat deliciously. From the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Center, Frank Ladd on the Big 550 KTRS.
Hi, this is Mike Kelly. When I'm looking to send flowers to a loved one for a birthday, anniversary, or that special occasion, I call my friends at Walter Knoll Florists. Walter Knoll is family-owned and operated and offers custom designs by expert designers, a huge inventory and selection that only the largest florist can offer, with quality and care that no grocery store florist can meet. They have several locations in the St. Louis metro area to serve you. Order online today at WKF.com. Walter Knoll Florists, your personal florist since 1883.
Hi, this is Mike with Barley Truck Centers. Come see us for all of your commercial truck needs. By the way, we are also a business preferred network dealer. Visit us at BroadwayTruck.com or at our location just off of Broadway.
The Big JCPenney Easter Sale features 20% off select women's dresses and much more. Hurry into JCPenney for some of their lowest prices of the season.
The Big 550.
KTRS, St. Louis.
From ABC News, I'm Chuck Severson. It doesn't